I'd like to thank everyone for joining the show. My name is Kareem. Today, we're going to go ahead and get started with my first phone guest. On the line, I have Joey Hagan. Joey is going to talk to us about the Junior Diabetes Research Foundation, or the JDRF for short. Every 2 years or so, the JDRF puts on the Children's Congress, a really cool program. And Joey is going to talk about the 2017 Children's Congress, which is coming up in a few weeks. Thanks so much for joining us, Joey.
Thanks so much for having me.
Definitely appreciate you coming down to talk about the JDRF, we'll call it for short. Now, before we get into the specifics about the Children's Congress, talk to our listeners a little bit about the organization, the JDRF. Can you give us some brief background information on the organization?
Well, the JDRF is the leading global organization funding type 1 diabetes. The mission is to accelerate life-changing breakthroughs to cure, prevent, and treat type 1 diabetes.
So the JDRF funds a lot of the research that goes into finding cures for young people with type 1 diabetes. Now, every 2 years, the organization puts on the Children's Congress, where a bunch of young people get to go up to Washington and talk to some of their congresspeople and try to advocate for more funding for type 1 diabetes research. You have been selected out of so many people, which is an honor, to be selected in the 2017 cohort of young people that are taking a trip to Washington. Talk to our listeners a little bit about the Children's Congress.
This event happens every 2 years, where it brings together nearly 160 children with type 1 diabetes ages 4 through 17, representing all 50 states. They bring them to Capitol Hill to meet with their elected officials in Congress and seek continued federal funding for type 1 diabetes research.
And this is so crucial because one of the main functions of the JDRF is to support and fund breakthroughs and life-changing prevention and cures for type 1 diabetes. Now, every 2 years, you guys go up to the Congress. Now, first of all, how did you get delegated for the Children's Congress? What was the process of you being selected?
Well, my mom first brought it up to me, and originally it sounded like a lot of work. But after I thought about it for a little bit, I felt that it's kind of my job to, as a type 1 diabetic, to kind of be an advocate and help find research. And by doing that, you know, I had to fill up an application, and I'm just happy that I decided to go with it because I was kind of excited to be an advocate for type 1 diabetes.
Let's take it back a little bit. And how old were you when you were diagnosed with type 1 diabetes?
I was actually 6 years old when I was first diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. I was in kindergarten.
Wow. Being diagnosed at such an early age, I'm sure it was tough to and challenging to kind of care for yourself and make sure that you were always taking your medication. Matter of fact, for all our listeners who may not have experience with type 1 diabetes or know anybody dealing with it, what is your day-to-day experience like, and how do you maintain and make sure that you stay healthy?
Well, I carry around a bag which basically has everything I need for every single scenario that could possibly happen. I also wear an insulin pump, which is when you have diabetes, your pancreas doesn't produce a hormone called insulin, and this pump actually carries insulin, and you have to kind of manually inject depending on what you're going to eat or what type of exercise you're going to do. And I also carry around a BG meter, which helps me measure my levels at that time, my blood sugar levels, to make sure I can get exact and precise adjustments to make sure that I can, you know, live a happy, healthy life.
Absolutely. So there's definitely steps and processes that you have to do each day to ensure that you're taking care of yourself and managing your type 1 diabetes. Definitely appreciate you sharing your personal story. Now, is there currently a cure?
Well, there's not currently a cure, which is why, you know, JDRF is doing this to make sure that there's continued funding for the JDRF to make sure that, you know, we can get closer to a cure and, you know, hopefully, you know, one day get a cure.
So every 2 years, more than 150 children living with type 1 diabetes gather in Washington, D.C. to meet face-to-face with some top decision makers in the United States government. You're going to be one of them this year. Do you personally plan to ask Congress?
Well, my member of Congress is Nancy Pelosi, which is actually one of the leaders of the group, and my main goal is to ask for continued support for the Special Diabetes Program, also known as the SDP, which must be renewed by September 30, 2017. The SDP is a critical program that provides $150 million annually for type 1 diabetes, so my goal is to really just continue that funding to make sure that we can get closer to a cure.
Why is the research so important to other kids living with type 1 diabetes?
Well, I can kind of speak from experience that, you know, having type 1 diabetes is no easy task. It's really demanding and it's day and night. And I think that, you know, this funding is very crucial because it contributes to the JDRF, which is working day and night to, you know, help find a cure to help, you know, keep these families at rest and help them focus on, you know, the fun and more, you know, active things in life rather than focusing on your health and worrying.
Are you doing anything special to prepare for your trip to D.C.? Are you excited?
Yeah. Well, as I said earlier, you know, I'm working on, you know, what I'm going to ask all my leaders of Congress and, you know, make sure that I let them kind of see what I have to deal with and everyone else with type 1 diabetes. And hopefully, you know, they can, you know, kind of empathize and gain a sense of, you know, kind of experience that they think, you know what it's like to have type 1 diabetes. And hopefully with that, they can continue the funding.
And with that being said, what would you like them to know about type 1 diabetes?
What I want people to know is I want them to know that, you know, it affects a lot more people than one might think. I'm sure that if they were to, you know, ask around their close family, they might, you know, find someone that knows someone with type 1 diabetes. And I want them to know that, you know, it's a disease that really doesn't sleep. You always have to deal with it because there's no cure. And I just want them to know their increased support would mean the world to me and everyone else with type 1 diabetes. And with that help, you know, a cure would just mean me, like I said earlier, being to focus on the more fun things in life rather than worrying about my health and also, you know, diseases that could branch off from people with diabetes.
Thank you once again, Joy, for sharing your story and talking to our listeners about the Junior Diabetes Research Foundation and the JDRF's Children's Congress, which takes place this year, July 24th through the 26th, out in Washington, D.C. Joy is one of the 150 young people living with type 1 diabetes that's going to visit with our Congress and do some amazing work out there. So once again, hats off to you, Joy. For all our listeners that want to get involved with the JDRF, get some more information on type 1 diabetes, where can they go, Joy?
Visit JDRF.org. I suggest reading, you know, anything they have to say. Just visiting the website for 5 minutes can really help gain an understanding and, you know, hopefully you can become an advocate. I mean, it's not just people with type 1 diabetes that we're looking to, you know, help be advocates.
Absolutely. Everybody can join in the cause. And once again, a cause that helps so many different young people dealing with type 1 diabetes. Once again, Joey, appreciate you joining us. Good luck out there. I'm probably sure you have to start packing your bags and getting ready to head out to D.C. Have fun. Take lots of Instagram photos. And we're all rooting for you back here in the Bay Area, okay?
Thank you so much.